Good morning. It's Sunday, August 16th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a shooting at Virginia State University has left 5 people injured, with multiple suspects still at large. Police responded to gunfire outside a residence hall at about 1:28 Saturday morning. All 5 victims were taken to hospital. One was critically injured, while 4 others suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police said one victim was a university student and another was under 18. The student was later discharged. Chesterfield County Police Lieutenant James Lamb told the BBC investigators believe more than one shooter was involved and that nobody had been arrested. A campus lockdown was lifted, but a significant police presence remained. Investigators are reviewing surveillance footage and say none of the injured victims is currently considered a suspect. The investigation remains active. Another news. Hawaii is bracing for a potentially historic hurricane as Storm Lala approaches the Big Island. The Category 1 storm was packing winds of up to 80 miles per hour on Saturday and could bring as much as 25 inches of rain and a 3-foot storm surge. A hurricane warning covers the Big Island, while several other islands remain under tropical storm warnings. Governor Josh Green warned residents to prepare for damaging winds, flash floods, and dangerous surf. Nearly 37,000 customers had lost power, while dozens of flights were canceled. Officials opened shelters across the Big Island as roads were affected by landslides and falling trees. Lala could weaken as it moves west, but authorities warn dangerous conditions may continue across Hawaii through the weekend. Around the world, Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon have killed at least 11 people, including 3 children. Lebanon's health ministry said 7 people died when an Israeli aircraft struck a house in Ansar, while another strike in Deir Zarani killed 4 and wounded 17. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun called the attacks a clear message ahead of planned U.S.-sponsored negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. Prime Minister Nawaf Salam condemned the strikes, saying the women and children killed were not military targets. Hezbollah vowed an appropriate response and rejected calls for continued direct negotiations. Israel said its strikes were retaliation after Hezbollah attacked Israeli troops inside a designated security zone, injuring 3 soldiers. The escalation comes as efforts continue to implement a framework agreement involving Hezbollah's disarmament and an Israeli withdrawal from southern Lebanon. Another news. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have risen after North Korean soldiers reportedly crossed the military demarcation line. South Korean forces fired warning shots last week after multiple North Korean soldiers entered the demilitarized zone's eastern area, according to South Korea's Yonhap News Agency. The soldiers were believed to be conducting a routine patrol when they crossed the line and returned after the warning shots. No other unusual activity was reported afterward. It is the first reported violation of the military demarcation line by North Korean troops this year. North Korea has not publicly commented on the incident. Yonhap reported that North Korean soldiers crossed the line 17 times last year. The two Koreas remain technically at war, with their 1950 to 1953 conflict ending in an armistice rather than a peace treaty. Another news. Indonesia's search for survivors continues after a powerful earthquake killed at least 47 people on Flores. The magnitude 7.7 quake struck shortly before 5 a.m. Saturday at a depth of about 15 kilometers, damaging more than 900 homes and hundreds of other buildings. Indonesia's disaster agency said 341 aftershocks were recorded, while more than 5,000 people remained in evacuation shelters. A tsunami warning prompted about 2,000 people to flee before it was lifted 3 hours later when no significant sea level rise was detected. Landslides have blocked access to some villages, complicating rescue efforts. Officials say the remote mountainous terrain means the full scale of the destruction could take time to establish. The BNPB is prioritizing food and other essential supplies for evacuees as rescue teams continue searching damaged areas. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at the